Hello and welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your teacher, Andrea Giordano from studywithandrea.com, and I'm so glad you joined me today. In today's podcast, we are going to be talking all about the TOEFL test, what it is, what the parts are like, and what you need to do to get the score of your dreams. So when you hear the acronym TOEFL, what exactly do you think of? You might become filled with anxiety over a test that you know you have to do well on in order to attend the university of your dreams. Or you might get excited because you're finally ready to take this test and prove your English skills. You might even feel confused because you don't know what to expect on this really important test. My goal is to answer all of your questions today so that you can feel confident to get a great score on the test. If you want to follow along with me as I go through the podcast, go to studywithandrea.com and click on Lessons, where you can find this lesson and read along as I'm speaking. This is the first in a many-part series all about the TOEFL test, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast, English with Andrea, anywhere you get your podcasts. All right, so let's get started. What is the TOEFL test? That's the first big question we're answering today. Well, TOEFL is an acronym for the Test of English as a Foreign Language. TOEFL. It is one of the leading English language tests for university study, work, and immigration. The purpose of the exam is to provide a means of assessment to measure an individual's ability to speak and understand the English language. Due to the academic focus, it is a test of great prominence for international students who need to prove their proficiency, being requested especially by universities that have English as their first language. In addition, institutions such as government agencies, companies, and study programs also use the TOEFL to test candidates' proficiency. So why take the TOEFL? Well, the TOEFL test helps you prove your knowledge of the English language through listening, pronunciation, writing, reading, and speaking. It's a way for you to prove that you know English. The exam is divided into three categories. So for test takers, the TOEFL IBT is applied to measure your academic English skills with the aim of demonstrating to universities that you are ready for success. This test has four sections: reading, listening, speaking, and writing. And tasks are performed that combine these four skills, so you need them all. For score users, this is a modality that offers a certification to companies whose candidates have proficiency in English. For teachers, advisors, and agents, this modality is applied by teachers to their students in order to measure their proficiency in the English language. So you might be asking, you know, I took the TOEFL a while ago. Does this test have an expiration date? Well, the answer is yes. The TOEFL score is only valid for 2 years, after which it is deleted from the database. It's important to understand that the validity of this exam has the logic that a candidate's ability in the English language can vary widely within a 2-year period. They may have improved a lot or decreased in their ability to speak English. So that test does not have a lifetime validity. It's only valid for 2 years. So what is the TOEFL affiliated with? TOEFL is a registered trademark of Educational Testing Service, or ETS. What's the history of the TOEFL test? The TOEFL test was first carried out in 1964, and since then, about 20 million students have taken it. Now, TOEFL is accepted by more than 11,000 universities in over 150 countries, including Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United States, the United Kingdom, and throughout Europe and Asia. So what is the TOEFL IBT Special Home Edition? The TOEFL IBT is a new way of applying the exam on the internet, in which the test can be taken at home. This is an option for students who are unable to take the TOEFL IBT test at a test center due to public health concerns. So this was not always the case, but in our current environment with the coronavirus and with these public health concerns, this special TOEFL IBT can be taken at home. This test measures all 4 academic English skills: reading, listening, speaking, and writing, the way they are actually used in the classroom, providing real results in the teaching learning aspect. So what is the format of the TOEFL test? What's on it? So now that you know more about the test, like the expiration date, the history, and its purpose, let's talk about the format of the test. The TOEFL IBT format consists of 4 sections. We've already mentioned this, but they are important: reading, listening, speaking, and writing. During the test, you will perform tasks that combine these 4 communication skills in English, measuring, for example, the ability to read and answer a question or hear and answer the question. The test takes about 3 hours to complete, but you must reserve time for about 3.5 hours. In the face-to-face test, it's also necessary that you set aside time to travel to that location. Keep in mind that the test must be completed in 1 setting, so be prepared. So what's in the reading section of the TOEFL test? The reading section of the TOEFL IBT measures the ability to read and understand through the use of materials used in the academic environment. It consists of 3 or 4 reading passages, each consisting of about 700 words, with 10 questions per passage. The duration of this activity varies from 54 to 72 minutes to answer all questions. The texts are extracted from university-level textbooks. The subjects vary a lot, so it's important that you read on different topics when you are preparing. They could ask you about anything academically related. So make sure you do that preparation. It's important to remember or to mention that even if you are not completely familiar with the context they talk about, all the information necessary to answer the questions are displayed in the text, making it unnecessary to infer any content from background knowledge. So you don't need to be an expert on biology or history. You just need to pay attention to the text that they give you. In some cases, a glossary will also be made available to define words that are not commonly used. Now let's talk about the listening section of the TOEFL test. What is in the listening section? The TOEFL IBT listening section assesses the ability to understand conversations or lectures in English. In this section, basic comprehension skills are also measured even in relation to intonation and defined contexts, such as pragmatic understanding of English, such as the speaker's attitude and degree of certainty, and connection and synthesis of information. In the listening section, two items are evaluated: lectures and conversations. The structure is as follows. You will listen to 3 to 4 lectures, each 3 to 5 minutes long, with 6 questions per lecture, and then also 2 to 3 conversations with 2 speakers, each 3 minutes long, with 5 questions per conversation. You are allowed to take notes on any audio item during the test that helps you answer the questions. The time available is between 41 and 57 minutes to complete that section. Now let's talk about the speaking section of the TOEFL test. What's in the speaking section of the TOEFL? The TOEFL IBT conversation section measures your ability to speak English effectively in academic settings. This section consists of 4 tasks related to concepts inside and outside the classroom. Question 1 is called the task of speaking independently. It focuses on your ability to rely entirely on your own ideas, opinions, and experiences to answer that question. Questions 2 through 4 are called integrated speech tasks. They work on combining English skills, like listening and speaking, or listening and reading and speaking. The candidate has 15 to 30 seconds of preparation time before each answer and will have 45 to 60 seconds to give an effective answer. So you have a little bit of preparation time. The total time to complete this section is 17 minutes. The answer will be given using the headset microphone, so you'll speak into that microphone. Your responses are recorded and sent to ETS, where they will be scored by a combination of AI scores and certified human evaluators, which, by the way, I have been a certified human evaluator for one of these major tests, so I know exactly what they're looking for in these speaking sections. All right, now, what's in the writing section of the TOEFL test? This one might be one that makes you nervous because writing can be difficult, right? The TOEFL IBT writing section measures your ability to write in English within the academic environment, with the aim of you presenting ideas in a clear and organized manner. There are 2 writing tasks. Number 1 is an integrated writing task. You will read a short passage and listen to a short lecture, and then you will write about what you read and hear in response. The time for this task is 20 minutes. Then you have an independent writing task. Here you must write an essay based on your experience or personal opinion in response to a written topic. The time for this task is 30 minutes. Your answers must be typed using the computer keyboard, and then your responses are sent to ETS, where they are scored by a combination of AI scoring and certified human assessors. The total time to complete the writing section is 50 minutes. So what tools can you use to get a great score on the TOEFL? Well, getting your ideal score on the TOEFL test is going to take a lot of hard work and the right study tools. That's why I have created the Ultimate TOEFL Reading Test Prep Pack. In this pack, I teach you hundreds of TOEFL words that will score you 100 or above. So I'm focused on that vocabulary with you. Vocabulary you can use in the reading section, the writing section, speaking, or listening. The TOEFL Reading Test Prep Pack also includes a video-based course. So I have a big video-based course where you watch dozens of videos to learn these hundreds of words. Then it also has an audio pack where you will hear hundreds of high-level words, and you can listen to those on the go, along with a downloadable PDF to go along with that audio pack. I really want to help you get your dream score, and this is a tool that I designed for you to learn vocabulary words really quickly. These are the high-level C1 and C2 level on the SEFR score words that will help you get your dream score on the TOEFL. If you want more information about that TOEFL vocabulary prep pack, you can go to studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. And in case you're wondering, TOEFL is spelled T-O-E-F-L. So that is studywithandrea.com/TOEFL to get started. Well, thank you for joining me in the first of many episodes about the TOEFL test. I'm here to get you ready. So there's so much more content to come. Be sure to subscribe to my English with Andrea podcast. And until next time, happy learning, everybody.